أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر بل الذين كفروا في عزة وشقاق كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من قرن فنادوا ولا تحين مناص صدق الله العظيم. These ayats of Surah Sad. Surah was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the Hijrah in the Makki period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like the previous surah, here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about some of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. One instance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some detail, otherwise very swiftly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse of some of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. These very opening ayat of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed as a result of an incident that had taken place in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many of us are aware of the sirah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the role that his uncle Abu Talib had played in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the early days of his nubuwat, that despite the fact that Abu Talib had not accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had supported Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his very being there was a great pillar for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But now comes the time that Abu Talib becomes old, and it was expected that he will leave the world very soon and very shortly, that the Quraysh had realized, and especially the leaders of the Quraysh had realized, that in his time we did not persecute Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we ought to have because of Abu Talib. What happens if after Abu Talib dies and now we accelerate our persecutions on Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is obvious that people will begin to say that we waited for the death of this man, and obviously that will seem like we are cowards. So a delegation goes to Abu Talib with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they put a very simple case, or what seemed to be very simple in their eyes, that tell your nephew, that is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all he should do is not to speak about our idols. He can worship whomsoever he wants, but he should never speak ill about our idols. Abu Talib calls Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He hears and he listens to the request of these people. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds in a very unique way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them that if only you utter one statement, just one statement, then you will see that the whole of Arabia will become subservient to you. You will become the rulers of the whole of Arabia. And then beyond the borders of Arabia, the non-Arab world will also come to your feet and they will become subservient for you. It is just for you to utter one statement. So Abu Jahl that was there said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave one statement. If that is the case, we'll utter 10 of those statements. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one statement is La ilaha illallah. At this, of course, Abu Jahl and all those that were around did not accept it. And they began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we do not understand how many gods can become one god. And in response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat. We'll just do one or two of these ayat and then we'll continue. So on Monday, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Saad wal Qur'an idhi dhikr. With regards to the letter Saad, like all the other letters that have appeared at the beginning of some surahs like Alif, Lam, Mim, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best its meaning. Wal Qur'an idhi dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of the Qur'an, this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is filled with admonition, this Qur'an that is filled with advice. When we look from cover to cover, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best of advices, and those that follow it become the best of people. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي عِزَّةٍ وَشِقَاقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then those who have disbelieved, they are steeped in their arrogance, in their pride, and washiqaq in the opposition to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does a diagnosis of the entire situation. That whilst this Quran is the dhikr, whilst this Quran is filled with advices, and the advices of the Quran is unsurpassed, it is not that they had any issue with the Quran in reality, but the reality was this, that they were in their arrogance, they were haughty, they had pride, and number two, their opposition to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stopped them from accepting this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kam ahlakna min qablihim min qarnin fanadaw wala tahina manas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that before them, how many a nation we had destroyed. And then at the time when the adhab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was coming, they began to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the time of Savior had passed, the time of escape had passed, there was no more time left for them, and in that way they were destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows His might and His power. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik.